Thorold today received the following news release issued on behalf of a coalition of 41 municipal and regional Ontario councillors, including Greg Miller of St. Catharines and Haley Bateman of Niagara Region, who are calling for Ontario mayors to rescind their letter to Premier Doug Ford requesting the use of the notwithstanding clause to bypass the courts to clear encampments. A coalition of 41 municipal and regional Ontario councillors stand united in their call for 15 Ontario mayors to rescind their letter to Premier Doug Ford, which requests the use of the notwithstanding clause to bypass the courts to clear encampments, and to stand up for human rights. The coalition have signed onto and published a public letter affirming the need for evidence-based solutions to the humanitarian crisis of homelessness and encampments in Ontario. The letter also disaffirms solutions that do not respect the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms. Members of the coalition represent electoral districts in 23 communities: Erin Eldersley, Aylmer, Cambridge, Central Elgin, Chatham-Kent, Dryden, Goderich, Grey Highlands, Guelph, Hamilton, Ingersoll, Kenora, Kingston, London, Niagara Falls, Niagara Region, Orillia, Ottawa, Peterborough, St. Catharines, St. Thomas, the region of Waterloo, and Toronto. The mayors of six of these municipalities, Cambridge, Chatham-Kent, Guelph, Niagara Falls, St. Catharines, and St. Thomas, have requested the use of the notwithstanding clause. Quotes: I believe that encampments are an expression of need for services, housing, food, community engagement, rather than an act that needs to be corrected through laws that would criminalize people living in extreme poverty. Haley Bateman, Councillor, Niagara Region, St. Catharines. Individuals experiencing homelessness, mental health challenges, and substance use disorders are among the most vulnerable members of our society, deserving of protection and support rather than further marginalization. The Charter guarantees everyone the right to life, liberty, and security of the person, and the right not to be deprived thereof except in accordance with the principles of fundamental justice. All individuals, regardless of their housing status or personal circumstances, are entitled to the full protection of their charter rights. The provincial government should work collaboratively with municipalities, health experts, and community organizations to develop comprehensive strategies that address the root causes of homelessness, mental health challenges, and addiction, while upholding the charter rights of all citizens. Robert Deutschman, lawyer and councillor, Regional Municipality of Waterloo.